guys, welcome to The Things I Do For Love, a brief Game of Thrones card game podcast. Hey guys, wow, welcome back to The Things I Do For Love. I know it has been quite a while since we've had an episode of the show. Originally, I wanted to see if we could do this bi-weekly, and then it got downgraded to monthly, and now it's been tricky to get it accomplished even then. But regardless, I wanted to jump out here and touch base with you all because we've got an announcement today that is really at kind of the heart and soul of this particular podcast. And that is, of course, The Things I Do For Love. So many of you know that I've been playing a Game of Thrones in one form or another since 2002. So 15 years ago at this point, I've been running the podcast, the first podcast for it, which of course change names. I still would call it the longest running Thrones podcast, which we've now been running since 2011. So I'm invested in this game. I'm invested in this community. At our best, we are really the best. I don't want to be too sappy and nostalgic and that sort of thing, but I mean, half of my best men at my wedding 2 years ago, and I think maybe even over half of the attendees, at least half of the attendees anyway, were folks I know because of Game of Thrones. It's something so many of us are so passionate about and spend so much time thinking about, playing, talking about, listening to others, watching others play, coming together as community to hang out before and after and have a good time and learn about each other's lives and all of that. And hey, look, I'm getting kind of sappy about it anyway. But that brings me to maybe one of the biggest things I've done for the love of this game. Many of you saw the announcement about a month ago that there would be no ETX this year. I know that's Patrick's baby, and he's been doing really cool stuff with it. They're taking a year off to restructure and change some things up. I look forward to seeing what else happens there. I know he's got a lot of big plans and dreams that he wants to knock out. And I know many of those center on Thrones, and that he did a great job pushing and advocating for and hosting Thrones Nationals previously, and he wasn't able to this year. It just didn't work out that way. So we moved quickly once that became public knowledge. We did our best. We kicked things around. We talked to FFG, and I'm proud to announce that First Player Championship Memorial Day weekend, May this year, so that's going to be Joust on Saturday the 26th and Melee on the 27th, which is Sunday. I'm proud to announce that the First Player Championship is now the U.S. National Championship. Now, I know it is an incredibly short time frame for people to be planning trips to make it here. I know there are other events going on at the same time. Don't blame anybody for heading to Kublai. Here it's phenomenal. One of these days I'll make it out there. But no matter what we did, it seemed there was going to be some toes somewhere. There's amazing events. There's great stuff planned all the time, all summer long. It's a great problem to have, right? Everybody's pushing our game and the other FFG games to have these great events. So that means we're pushing for May to have this. I've got more announcements coming. We're moving quick to secure some more fun stuff for this event and try to make it as amazing as possible. I think it's going to be a good time. Everybody that has been to our events before knows that we do it up big. We've been doing one event or another for about a decade on Memorial Day weekend. Most every year it's been a regional. It's changed names a couple times. Last year we did the first player championship for the first time when we happened to not be awarded a regional. But I think everyone that came out to that event would definitely tell you that we poured everything we could into it and tried to make sure that everybody had a great time and walked out of the entire weekend having enjoyed themselves. And, you know, we've been doing that for a long time now here at Springfield in general, at Metagames Unlimited. In particular, we've got a great store rep there, Carl, who's going to be on top of things. We've got a great player base down here, fun people to hang out with. It's going to be a blast. Make sure you check out the Facebook event. I'll link that here. But in the Facebook event, you also need to keep your eyes peeled. That is not the only thing. We have a website going through the tabletop.events website for the First Player Championship. Now, this is a phenomenal website and software for running conventions, selling tickets to different events and different things, badges and so on. So this is the first year we've run First Player through it. Last year, Kyle Vansel ran IO Worlds through it. It's a phenomenal platform, and it's going to scale very nicely, I think, to handle folks coming to Nationals. So head over there. Make sure you buy your tickets through there. Don't just count on them at the door. Make sure you get signed up for the events there. I think there's still some early bird tickets available, which should give you the capability to get in on the ground floor a little cheaper than normal, and come check out what we want to be one of the premier events for Game of Thrones in the U.S. And of course, many of you, I'm sure, are wondering about lodging. At the time of this announcement, we do not have a specific block of rooms set aside, though Carl is moving quickly to see if that is possible. The next exit down Highway 65 from the one where Metagames is located on Sunshine, the next one down is Battlefield. There is a large number of hotels just off of that exit. Baymont, Clarion, Super 8, Days Inn, Hampton Inn. It seems like many of them have significant availability at the moment. I checked with a few of them. They seem to have between 30 to 60 rooms available for this particular weekend at the moment. Carl is checking to see if we might be able to block something out or get a price break, but don't hesitate to go ahead and jump on rooms if you think this is an event that you want to and can make it to. And check back. We're going to have more announcements very, very soon. Thank you. And this has been The Things I Do for Love. I'm gonna go get some more.